Welcome, welcome, intrepid explorers and curious minds, to another deep dive. Today, we're not just discussing a game, we're stepping into a saga. Imagine this. You're a warrior fallen in battle, but instead of the glorious halls of Valhalla, you know, the Norse afterlife for heroes, you awaken in a mysterious, untamed 10th world. What comes next? Well, that's the heart of Valheim, a truly captivating realm packed with mythical beasts, endless exploration, and the deep satisfaction of forging your own legend, all in pursuit of the Allfather's favor that's Odin, the chief god himself. And before we set sail on our long ship of knowledge, we want to give a massive shout out to our fantastic supporter for this deep dive, SafeServer.de. They're the backbone for hosting software and a true ally in your digital transformation journey. If you're looking for robust, reliable solutions, definitely head over to www.safeserver.de for more information. They help power digital worlds, just as we're about to explore a very compelling one today.
Okay, let's unpack this and dive into Valheim.
It really is an incredible premise, isn't it? For beginners, I think Valheim offers more than just, well, a game. It's this immersive experience. It masterfully weaves together the raw grid of survival, the rich tapestry of Norse mythology, and that really compelling aspect of community. The ultimate goal, like you said, is to prove your worth, become truly worthy of Valhalla by conquering this strange 10th realm and slaying the very monsters Odin himself banished here. It's truly a journey of proving your merit. You know, one painstaking step at a time makes every victory feel earned.
Right. That initial disorientation, the what do I do now feeling, sounds like a key part of the experience. For someone just dropped into this wilderness, what's the absolute first, most critical thing they should focus on beyond, you know, just not dying immediately?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question, because it's precisely where the game excels at drawing you in. What's truly compelling here, I think, is that ingenious blend of familiar Norse lore, the Allfather Valhalla, banished monsters, with the fresh unknown challenge of this 10th world. It's a proving ground, definitely not the glorious afterlife you might expect. You're resurrected with basically nothing in this massive procedurally generated landscape.
Procedurally generated. Can you unpack that a bit for someone new? What does that actually mean for their game?
Right. So procedurally generated is incredibly important for new players to grasp. It means every single player's experience of the world, the layout of their starting forest, the coastline where resources are, even some of the challenges will be truly unique. Your world won't look exactly like mine.
So everyone gets their own version of Valheim, essentially.
Exactly. Your first step, it's basic survival instincts. Find basic resources, wood, stone, craft really simple tools, maybe an axe, a hammer, and get some rudimentary shelter up. It's about immediately understanding that survival isn't just handed to you, it's a constant effort. And that effort directly ties into the overarching motivation of gaining Odin's favor that sort of underpins every action you take.
Okay, so it's not just about surviving day to day, it's about building something bigger, a legacy, right? To truly conquer this 10th world and prove your worth, what are the fundamental actions, the core pillars of gameplay that a new player will quickly learn?
Precisely. Valheim isn't about just one singular task. It's really built on a foundation of six deeply interconnected pillars: explore, build, craft, conquer, survive, and cooperate. And the key is each feeds into the next, creating this really rich and dynamic experience.
That makes perfect sense. Let's dig into how those actually feel for a player. Starting with explore, what's the pull there? What makes you want to venture out into this vast, untamed landscape?
Well, the world of Valheim is just breathtakingly beautiful, but also utterly perilous. You'll venture into these deep, whispering forests where, you know, ancient secrets might lurk. Or climb snow-peaked mountains where the air bites and visibility just drops, forcing you to contend with the elements themselves.
Sounds intense.
It is. And what's particularly immersive is discovering the remnants of past inhabitants. Little clues about what came before, which adds this layer of mystery and history to the world. And then there's the sea. Taking to the vast oceans on a mighty long ship, it feels like a true Viking adventure, pushing you to explore distant and unknown lands.
So the classic Viking urge to sail.
Exactly. But here's the insight. The game masterfully balances that thrill of discovery with a genuine fear of the unknown. Sailing too far or exploring too deep without being prepared isn't just risky, it's often fatal.
That constant tension must make establishing a safe haven, a base, feel incredibly important. Which brings us neatly to build. What makes Valheim's building system stand out?
Oh, the building is fantastic.
Yep.
Its brilliance isn't just the intricate detail, though there's plenty of that. It's how it challenges you to think like a real Viking architect, almost. Every beam, every support structure matters. It's governed by a surprisingly robust physics system.
Physics, so you can't just float pieces in the air.
Nope. Your base isn't just a collection of assets. It's a truly earned, resilient structure. A testament to your progress against a world that actively tries to tear it down, sometimes literally with monsters. You'll start with simple shelters, maybe just a lean-to, and quickly learn to raise majestic Viking longhouses, establish defensible outposts. Customization, both inside and out, allows for deep personalization. Make it feel like your home. And it's not just about looks. You progress through different building tiers, unlocking better materials. This lets you upgrade, expand, and crucially, defend your base against threats. Trolls knocking at your door, that sort of thing.
Or maybe just a harsh storm.
Or just a harsh storm, exactly. Yep.
And to fuel all that building, that exploration and defense, you'll be constantly crafting, I imagine. What kind of crafting loop can new players expect?
Indeed. Crafting is really the beating heart of your progression in Valheim. You'll gather all sorts of raw materials, wood, stone, ores like tin and copper early on from the world around you. Then you use those to forge powerful weapons, sturdy armor, essential tools like pickaxes and axes, and of course those impressive ships to sail the seas.
So it's not just weapons and armor.
Oh no, it goes deeper. You'll also craft decorations to personalize your base, make it feel lived in. You'll need to grow crops and vegetables, hunt animals, cook food that keeps you strong and grants vital buffs, stamina, health. And you even brew various meads. These can give you temporary resistances, like frost resistance for the mountains or health regeneration.
Mead, very Viking.
Very Viking. The insightful part here is how crafting isn't just a static menu you click through. It's a dynamic loop. You explore to find resources, craft better tools to gather more advanced resources, which then allows you to craft stronger gear, enabling deeper, more dangerous exploration. This progressive cycle makes each crafting success feel like a really meaningful step forward.
That interconnectedness makes perfect sense. Yeah, it's clear these aren't just individual tasks you tick off a list. It's a loop where each action genuinely makes the next one possible, and probably more rewarding, too. Your base, especially, sounds like it becomes more than just shelter. It's a living reflection of your journey and your growing mastery over this 10th world. Now, as players get stronger through building and crafting, the real challenge surely starts to emerge. How does Valheim approach conquer? What does that involve?
Right, as you build up your strength, your confidence grows. You naturally start to tackle the conquer aspect more directly. This means sailing to those uncharted lands you spotted earlier, discovering new territories, new biomes, and battling the mythical beasts of this 10th world. The creatures Odin banished.
And the combat itself, is it just pack and slash?
Not at all. What's unique here, and sometimes challenging for newcomers, is the combat. Unlike many survival games where better gear lets you just brute force everything, Valheim's combat is often described as punishing, dodge, and block-based. It really demands mastery of timing, positioning, understanding enemy attack patterns.
So more skill-based then?
Definitely. It shifts the focus from endless grinding for stats to genuine player skill, which means every victory against a tough foe feels truly earned, a real test of your prowess. And crucially, each major biome, so the Black Forest, the Swamp, the Mountains, and so on, has its own powerful boss. These are formidable foes that must be defeated if you want to venture further, unlock key resources or crafting recipes, and basically progress your saga.
So the bosses act like gatekeepers to the next stage of the game.
Pretty much, yeah. They drop unique items essential for moving forward.
And all of this, the exploring, the building, the conquering, inevitably leads into that constant struggle to just survive. You mentioned hazards before, but Valheim doesn't seem to pull any punches there.
It absolutely doesn't. Valheim is not an easy world, and survive is less a specific action you choose to do and more a constant state of being. It affects everything. From the biting cold of the highest mountain peak, where you'll literally freeze without the right gear or meads, to the dense, mist-shrouded depths of a swamp filled with poison and draugr. Each environment throws unique challenges and specific foes at you.
So you have to constantly adapt your strategy.
Constantly. Will you freeze to death before you can build a warming fire? Will you get hopelessly lost in a confusing, poisonous mist? Will a pack of wolves ambush you in the dark? These are real, visceral concerns that add this constant layer of tension and immersion. Learning to respect the world and prepare properly for its dangers is just as vital as your combat skill. Maybe more so sometimes.
It sounds incredibly challenging, maybe even daunting for a beginner. But you don't have to face it all alone, do you? The final pillar, and one of Valheim's really big strengths, is cooperate? How does multiplayer change the experience?
It's transformative, honestly. You can absolutely play this epic saga completely solo, and that's a fantastic atmospheric experience in itself, very rewarding. But you also have the option to bring up to 9 other people along for the ride into your world.
9 others? Wow, 10 players total.
Yeah. The game supports independent player-hosted servers, which is great because it means you have control over your own persistent world. You can set it up, leave it running.
Like with safeserver.de, perhaps?
Exactly like that, yeah. They'd be perfect for hosting a Valheim server. And you can create as many different worlds as you wish. Try different seeds, different groups. This raises an important question for new players, though. Does bringing in friends just make everything trivially easy? Or does the game actually scale its challenges to require teamwork?
Yeah, does it?
Well, what's brilliant is that while multiplayer does make survival and those intense boss fights more manageable and often far more fun, it still absolutely requires teamwork. Coordinating attacks, someone drawing aggro while others flank, sharing resources, building a base together, it all becomes key. Because, let's be honest, while dying alone has a certain Viking stoicism to it, continuously dying with friends is often a lot funnier and, frankly, more productive. You learn faster together.
Okay, that makes sense. So it enhances the experience without just removing the challenge. That co-op aspect really sounds like it elevates the whole thing. And each boss you defeat together, then, is a tangible step towards earning that Allfather's favor, moving you closer to the ultimate goal.
Exactly. Each boss trophy you hang back at the starting stones feels like a major milestone.
It's clear this isn't a static world you just conquer and then leave behind. It's a living, breathing saga that seems to continue to evolve. What's been happening in the world of Valheim recently? How do the developers keep things fresh?
This is where the developers' Iron Gate really shine. What these continuous updates and community engagement activities tell us, it's that this isn't just a game that was released and then, you know, put on maintenance mode. It's backed by an active, responsive development team that seems to deeply value its community. For instance, they often tie in seasonal events, like the Summer in Sight update mentioned in the outline. That allowed players to construct the iconic Maypole building and craft the festive Midsummer crown. It connects the game world to real-world traditions, which is a nice touch.
Keeps things timely.
Yeah, and they also listen closely to player feedback. Little things, like rebranding their monthly blog posts from development blog to word from the devs, show their thinking about how they communicate. It better reflects the broader content they share, not just pure technical development stuff.
I remember hearing about the Rocky the Pet Rock trailer for April Fools. That was really well done. It genuinely fooled some people for a bit. Shows they have a playful side, too.
It did. But it's definitely not all just fun and games and pet rocks. There are significant content expansions happening, too.
Right, like new areas.
Absolutely. Beyond the lighter touches, the developers are continuously expanding the world itself. There's been significant ongoing development for entirely new regions, like the icy deep north biome that's planned. And these aren't just new maps dropped in. They introduce unique challenges, new enemies, crucial resources, and are often tied to emerging storylines, like the multi-part Hervor Bloodtooth saga that they've been teasing through their blog posts. That's already hinting at new quests, weapons, dungeons for players to explore in the deep north eventually.
So there's always something new on the horizon.
Pretty much. These kinds of updates keep the game fresh, encourage long-term play, and foster that sense of a shared, evolving experience. They also seem to really value face-to-face interaction, too. Mentioning meeting players at GDC and how positive that was for them, that shows a direct connection. And for the truly invested players, the public test branch on Steam is a direct way for the community to try out new features early and give feedback. It makes development feel more like a collaborative effort.
That's a great way to involve the player base.
Definitely. Even community events like the Favor of Freya, one back in February, where they encouraged players to share their best Valheim moments as a tribute to Freya. It demonstrates how much they value player creativity and engagement. It's not just about the game code, it's about the community playing it.
And there you have it, a truly comprehensive deep dive into the captivating world of Valheim. From being a slain warrior cast into a mysterious 10th world, you're tasked with forging your own legend. It's a realm brimming with exploration, endless opportunities for creativity through its building and crafting systems, and challenging tactical combat whether you choose to face it alone or with a band of up to 9 friends. It's a rich, living world that truly offers both thrilling adventure and moments of serene accomplishment. And as we've heard, it's constantly evolving. As you venture into this 10th world, remember every tree you chop, every monster you slay, Every longhouse you build, it's a step closer to making you truly worthy of Valhalla. What legacy will you leave behind? And once again, we want to extend a huge thank you to SafeServer.de for supporting this deep dive. Their commitment to hosting and digital transformation helps make shows like ours possible. You can discover more about their services at www.safeserver.de.
Yeah, Valheim's enduring appeal, I think, lies precisely in that blend. The intense challenge, the almost boundless creativity, and the strong community aspect. It's more than just a game. It really does feel like a saga waiting for you to write your part in it. For any beginner out there who might have felt intimidated by its reputation, maybe heard it was too hard, I genuinely hope this deep dive has provided a clearer, maybe more exciting entry point, and maybe encouraged you to pick up your axe, hoist your sails, and embark on your own epic adventure. Your legend awaits.